Welcome to the first episode of the Honors Forecast, a podcast devoted to exciting developments and upcoming events in the hub of learning and co-curricular activity that is the Honors College at the University of Houston. I'm your host, Robert Kremens. Our Center for Creative Work has been going from strength to strength. It's just moved into roomier quarters in our new space, the Honors College Gardens. So it's an excellent time to check in with the folks at CCW and talk to them about an intriguing new class they're offering. Artists and Their Regions has been a capstone course in the Creative Work minor for several years. But as CCW founder and director Dr. John Harvey explains, this spring the experience is going to be a little bit different.
Usually the class focuses on literature from a particular area of Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, and during spring break, we travel to that region. This semester, our region is Houston, specifically the Texas Medical Center, famed Texas Medical Center, and even more specifically, Methodist Hospital.
The spirit of collaboration energizes pretty much everything the Center for Creative Work does, and this year's Artists and Their Regions project is no exception. The class counts not only for the creative work minor, but also for our popular medicine and society minor. Dean Monroe has also deemed the class to be one of this semester's honors colloquia. But the most extensive collaboration involves Todd Frazier, director of the Center for Performing Arts Medicine at the Methodist Hospital.
What we're doing is every Thursday, we will travel to Methodist Hospital, and Todd Frazier has set this up for us, that we will tour the entire facility. We will receive an orientation as a volunteer working there would receive. We'll have badges. We will visit medical clinics within Methodist that particularly address performing artists, singers, dancers, pianists, flautists. We will look at their MRI facilities, their ER facilities. We will study it as a performance space, and to a great extent, Methodist Hospital, everyone who works there, is set up as a theater with everyone on script, knowing what they're supposed to say, what they're supposed to do. Now, the added bonus is this moving into the medical center in Methodist also allows us an opportunity to see how Methodist Hospital plays a role in the arts in Houston, not just treating performers, but actually supporting the actual institutions, the artistic institutions in town. So for instance, through visiting Methodist, we will travel to see rehearsals with the Houston Grand Opera, the Houston Ballet, and the Houston Symphony. And at the same time, students will meet in the classroom at U of H, and we'll be reading such works as The Hospital, written by Jan de Hartog, a Danish playwright who volunteered at Jeff Davis Hospital back in the 60s and wrote this expose about how the hospital was functioning and some difficulties and problems that were occurring there.
Of course, a class is nothing without its students. And the Center for Creative Work is blessed with having a cohort of particularly dynamic, dedicated, and yes, creative students involved in this Artists and Their Regions initiative. One of them is Michiko McMahon, who also serves as CCW's events coordinator.
I've had several experiences with the hospital, and I plan on, with this class, using my art and my experiences with hospitals, trying to express what I feel about hospitals and how hospitals interact with human beings, because we come into contact with them. We usually have, unfortunately, a relative or a parent or, you know, a friend who may be ill, and you have to visit them in a hospital, and, you know, how that experience occurs and, you know, what you do in that hospital is sometimes life-changing. And so I want to see what Methodist is doing with art at the hospital and how they help artists, and that's kind of what inspired me to want to take this class.
Artists and Their Regions at Houston Methodist Hospital is just one of the many exciting things going on here at the Honors College. We hope you'll join us for future episodes of The Forecast to find out more. From myself, Robert Kremens, producer Andrew Hamilton, and web editor Sarah Tucker, goodbye until next time.